Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration because you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, the God of covenant. We ask, Lord, that you will fulfill the God who you are in our lives in these various dimensions. We ask your blessing upon everyone here. We ask that this Sunday will be a defining Sunday for the rest of the year. Let not one person live here the same way. Blessed be your name and honor to your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Go on ahead and give the Lord a praise, people. Shake three hands around you and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. And then you might be seated. Hallelujah. I'm sure the children's church is resumed. Please confirm, and when it is resumed, please ensure the children are in the children's church so they can be groomed and be trained and be able to receive the word of God at their level. Being in the adult church most times doesn't help them at all in terms of being taught and being trained. We shall ensure that, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Welcome to the first Blessing Sunday of the year 2025. No devil shall stop your blessing in Jesus' precious name. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Genesis 1, 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that liveth, that moveth upon the earth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject this morning is blessed unto dominion. Blessed unto dominion. Blessed unto dominion. This is part one. Our objective, one, is understanding the ultimate of the blessing. Understanding the ultimate of the blessing. Number two, understanding examples of people who were blessed unto dominion. Understanding the examples of people who were blessed unto dominion. And number three, understanding the secrets of dominion. Again, Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. I have two things to say this morning as we proceed. Number one, the most important deposit of God into man at creation was the blessing. The most important deposit. Like I had said before, when God made man, he didn't give him money. He didn't give him anything physical. He didn't give man even anything tangible. He gave man the blessing. Number two, The ultimate of the blessing is dominion. The ultimate of the blessing is dominion. That is, when you follow the way of the blessing, you end in the place of dominion. Dominion is the end of blessed people, is the outcome. Go in the way of the blessing, you end in the place of dominion. And we shall look at examples in scriptures. Three examples we shall see in scriptures of men or women who were blessed unto dominion. Number one, Abraham. He was blessed. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. And God said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. So Abraham departed. Now if you move all the way to Genesis chapter 14, you see the dominion operation of Abraham from verse 18 thereabout. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God and possessor of heaven and earth. Move on to verse 21. And the king of Sodom. Alright, I was looking forward to the king of Sodom went to meet Abraham as he returned from the slaughter of the kings. It was not Abraham who went to meet the king of Sodom. The king of Sodom went to meet Abraham after the slaughter of the that's right, verse 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after the return from the slaughter. A king coming to meet another king who was not necessarily in charge of a nation, but he was a king. That was the realm of dominion Abraham walked in. He started from the blessing. He ascended into dominion. When he was to bury his wife Sarah, the inhabitants of the land said, you are a mighty prince among us. You are a mighty prince among us. Example number two, Jacob. Genesis 27 verse 27. We saw the blessing of Jacob. How Isaac blessed Jacob. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. We see God through Isaac blessing Jacob. Now chapter 28 verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him. Isaac called Jacob and blessed him. Genesis 32 and in verse 26, you are still seeing the blessing of Jacob. And he said, let me go for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let it go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men and hast prevailed. That was Jacob stepping into dominion from the blessing. Now look at Genesis 35 and in verse 9. Again, the Lord was blessing Jacob. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. So God, his father was blessing him. God was blessing him. The blessing was coming unto Jacob until Jacob came to the point where He didn't just have dominion, he recognized he was in dominion. In Genesis 47 and verse 7, when Pharaoh came to Joseph, now, and Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Jacob knew that he was higher than Pharaoh. Jacob knew that he was a higher authority than Pharaoh. Jacob knew that even though Pharaoh was the king of the most powerful nation of the earth, that he had something that placed him at a higher level than Pharaoh. Because when you move from the blessing, you end in dominion. I speak to someone here this morning. The blessing that is coming your way this morning will put you in charge. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Say, I am blessed unto dominion. Tell three people, congratulations for your blessings unto dominion. Go ahead and give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a bigger shout of praise. Say, I am blessed unto dominion. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Now, let's look at the sound is ceasing on this stage and is affecting the voice. Let's look at the blessing way to dominion. That is, start with the blessing. It takes you to dominion. So, Genesis 1:28, it said, and God blessed them. And inside the blessing, there were at least four pathways that would you take and then you end in dominion. So, number one, the blessing pathway to dominion, number one, the blessing makes the blessed fruitful, productive, resultful. And God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful. The blessing makes the blessed fruitful, productive, resultful. The blessing forbids resultlessness. The blessing forbids unproductivity. The blessing prevents failure. The blessing makes the blessed fruitful, makes the blessed productive, makes the blessed resultful, makes the blessed successful. So it takes you into that realm, and then you move to the second realm. Second, the blessing makes the blessed to multiply. Meaning that the blessing fertilizes for increase. It fertilizes for increase. It fertilizes for steady progress. Nothing is permitted to diminish or reduce around the life of the blessed. So it moves you from just results to increase on your journey into dominion. Am I communicating at all? There are people who have seen success, but they haven't seen dominion. There are people who have seen increase, but they haven't seen dominion. So it's moving you on a journey. And as I speak this morning, everyone here who is experiencing failure, lack of success in what you do, that season of failure expires right now. In the name of Jesus, everyone experiencing decrease, instead of things increasing around your life, they are decreasing. Today, that spell of reduction, that spell of decrease is arrested forever in the name of Jesus. So the blessing makes the blessed to multiply. Makes the blessed. It fertilizes the blessed for increase. And that leads us to point number three. Nothing is permitted to decrease around you. Number three, the third journey is the blessing causes the blessed to rise in influence and impact on the earth. Replenish the earth means your influence rises, your impact rises. Fill up the earth. Rise in influence, rise in impact on the earth. That is, the blessing makes it impossible for your results to be hid. Replenish the earth. Rise in influence. Rise in impact. Exist with visible and tangible evidence. Visible, tangible evidence. Visible and tangible evidence of the fact that God has placed a blessing on your life. There are people who have seen results, but they are not visible. They have seen increase, but they are not tangible. It is not beyond where they are. That is what you are positioned in this year. I decree today that your influence and your impact shall rise in the earth. In 2025, your increase and your impact shall rise in the earth. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Results shall be visible. Evidence shall be tangible. In the name of Jesus. You believe that? Say a lot of amen. And when you come to this, when you follow this journey to this level so far, it takes you to level 4. The blessing causes the blessed to compel the submission of the earth. He said, subdue the earth. Compel the submission of the earth. Compel the submission of the earth. Compel the submission of the earth. The blessing causes the blessed, causes the earth to serve the blessed. That is, the earth is compelled to serve you. Everything that is around you is compelled to serve you. You can see how gradually the blessing leads you onto dominion. Are you ready for this? It causes the earth to surrender its strength, to surrender its resources. The blessing causes the earth to surrender its resources, to surrender its strength, to surrender its potentials to the blessed. When the earth was cursed, God told Noah, it shall not yield to you its strength. I told Cain and told Adam, it shall not yield to you its strength. But when a man is blessed, the earth surrenders. That is the blessing. So it's beyond just physical material resources. And I decree today, wherever you walk, that place shall surrender to you. Whatever you do with your life, your area of assignment shall submit themselves to you. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud most amen. If you are shouting, if you are saying amen, shout the loud most amen. And when that fourth level has happened and the earth surrenders or compels submission, it takes us to point number 5, which is dominion. The blessing steps the blessed into that fifth level of dominion. You are blessed. You started with results. You ended with dominion. What is dominion? Number one is existence in charge, existence in authority. The blessing causes you to exist in charge, exist in authority. Second, it is existence in triumph. Nothing is meant to conquer you. Existence in triumph, existence in conquest. You prevail against the forces that come against you. And thirdly, it is existence in royalty. You are a king in charge of a domain. Existence in charge, in authority. Existence in triumph. Existence in royalty. I announce to someone here today, your blessing, the blessing of God upon you, will bring you to the point where it is clear that you are in charge. It will bring you to a point where it is clear that you will never lose a battle. And I announce to you, the battles you lost before shall be the last battles you ever lost. From this moment forward, by the blessing of the Lord, you shall stay in dominion, you shall stay in triumph, you shall stay in conquest, and you shall stay in royalty. Hallelujah! Look at somebody by your side, say, Your Excellency, congratulations for your blessing. Tell somebody else, say, Your Excellency, congratulations for your blessings. Somebody say aloud amen. Amen. Anybody blessed here today, say it 5 times. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Now, what is the way of this blessing that will lead us into dominion? Man was blessed at creation, but when sin came, it gave way for the curse. When God said, cursed is the earth for your sake. What is the way of this blessing? Number one is walking with God. Walking with God. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 2. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get out of thy country. And from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee, and I'll make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shall be a blessing. Get out of your father's house. In another place, I believe it was Genesis 17, verse 1, it said, walk thou before me and be thou perfect. Walk thou before me. Walking with God is talking about a relationship of obedience. That is,
You are in relationship, in fellowship, in communication, in communion with God. What he says to you, you do. You are not taking your own steps in life. You are taking steps after God. You are taking steps after the steps of God. You are taking steps after the instructions of God. When you walk like that, you don't escape the blessing. You don't travel to America because you got a green card. You don't relocate yourself to the UK because there is a certificate of sponsorship. You move because God said move. You act because God said act. You live because according to his dictates. When you walk with God, you don't escape the blessing. There are people who relocated themselves from one job place to another, from one location to another, from one church to another. And they are wondering why life is dry. Walking with God. Number two is walking in uprightness. Not crookedness. Walking in uprightness. Psalm 1 verse 1 to verse 3. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That man is blessed. In Job chapter 1 and in verse 1, the Bible speaking talk about there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, one that feared God, eschewed evil. And in verse 3, this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. His substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. You avoid the way of crookedness. You avoid the way of fraudulence. You avoid everything that is not straight. Then you are qualified for the blessing of God. Walking with God. Walking in uprightness. No matter how colorful it looks, no matter how enticing it looks, how appealing it looks, if it is not straight, it's not for you. God has so much to give to his children. He has so much blessing for his people. But they suddenly begin to mix it with the ways of the world. How the people of the world go about their things. And all of a sudden, the blessing is just aborted. Just do God and do him straight. Only him. And see what he will do with your life. I've seen people blessed by being straight. Walking in uprightness. Number three is walking in the light of the word. The word of God will explode you in the blessing. That is seeing light from scripture by yourself. Matthew chapter 16 verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Blessed art thou. When one Simon Peter got the revelation of the word, who Jesus was, that revelation transformed into the blessing. Blessed art thou. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. Deuteronomy 29:29. He said, the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed, they belong to us. Revelations are translated into possessions. The things that are revealed belong to us.
So trust God to open your eyes to scripture, to his word, such as you have never seen before this year, to give you light as it pertains to what is your inheritance in God, like you have never had before. It will usher you into realms that people will look at you like a wonder.
When I saw that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, I was convinced that you can get property anywhere in the world, provided God wants you to have it. Provided God needs it, because the earth belongs to God. It doesn't belong to people. You just see revelation of it. It makes life easy for you. A man testified yesterday from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He came all the way during the Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference. He attended commanding the day. He said, whenever I said people should give offering, I said, in the name of Jesus, as your hands are lifted, they will never drop to beg. What is yours shall look for you. May your resources, your money, your finances look for you. You see, he has been hearing it online. But when he came in person, it became a revelation to him. That is, you are not permitted to be looking for things all the time. There are times things should look for you. And I saw that in scripture that the weight of gold that came to Solomon. Solomon didn't go for the gold. The gold came to Solomon. I think that was 1 Kings chapter 10 and verse 15. The weight of gold that came to Solomon. So may your money look for you. So it became a revelation to him. He said he had been pastoring all this while. He will pray, people will get results. They wouldn't as much as return to say thank you, Lord, or to even share the testimony. But once that revelation came to him, as he returned back to his country, people began to call. He said the only calls he used to receive was call for prayer. He said now calls began to come not for prayer but to appreciate his person. One person called from the UK and said, I just remembered that 7 years ago you were the one who prayed for me before I went to the UK. 7 years ago. I just remember. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So, just a statement in church became a light. That light turned around things. Things began to look for him now. Your revelations will determine your possessions. And if you pray without revelation, the struggle may still continue. So, walking in the light. There are dimensions of resources you cannot command until you see some things. Until you see some things. One day I was talking to a young man. I said, there is nothing we cannot buy. At that time, we are not even near this level. He said, what? You mean there is nothing? So there's nothing we cannot buy. For the Lord God is sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold. If it is good for now, no devil can hold it back. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? No devil can hold it back. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy, I decree the opening of your eyes of light to the revelations that will bring your blessings and your possession. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. A louder amen. Walking in uprightness. Please take your seat. Walking with God. Walking in uprightness. Walking in the light of the word. Number four. Walking in the covenant of supernatural supplies. Walking in the covenant of supernatural supply. What is it? While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. Cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Once there is a seed time, no devil can prevent a harvest time. Once there is a seed time, no devil can prevent the harvest time. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 18, all the way to verse 23. And Melchizedek, alright, I'll read verse 18. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand." And he gave him tithes of all. That was the first mention of this in scripture. And this was a product of Abraham's relationship and revelation with God. Not even a law or a commandment. It was like God must have interacted and said, "You know what? If you are going to see the kind of blessings I promised you in chapter 12, this is a walk to walk." And the point of the blessing was the point of the covenant release. No devil, walk in the covenant. And one counsel I have for someone is, if you like your life to be successful, don't surrender your ears to conflicting sounds. There are people who hear one thing in church, they hear the opposite outside. And then they keep on putting themselves in such a position of conflict, not knowing what to follow. I will give you pastors after my heart that will feed you with wisdom and knowledge. Jeremiah 3:15. The aim of a pastor, a prophet, a priest over your life is to feed you with the wisdom and the knowledge such that you can be multiplied. The next verse. And it shall come to pass when you be multiplied and increased in the land after you have been fed with wisdom and knowledge. Walking in the covenant of supernatural supply is time tested, is well proven. Both in scripture, in history, in contemporary days. And it will be proven in your life. Your covenant practices of givings, of tithings, of diverse releases in the direction of the kingdom is something that must not be negotiated if you are trusting the Lord to place you in the realm not just of physical resources, but dominion, as we have seen. Walk in the covenant of supernatural supplies. Number five is walking and living as a blessing. When your life is a blessing to those who are not as privileged as you, you compel the blessing. Walking and living as a blessing. In Job chapter 29, verse 11. I will read verse 11 to verse 17 and then verse 19 to 23. Job said, "When the ear heard me, then it blessed me. When the eye saw me, it gave witness to me, because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came on me. The guy was about to die, I delivered him, he blessed me. I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind. I was feet was eye to the lame. I was a father to the poor. And the cause which I knew not, I searched out. I break the jaws of the wicked and pluck the oppressed out of his mouth. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay upon me all night." See the blessing of Job and see his dominion. "My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand." Power. "Unto me men gave thee, I became a commander, and waited, and they kept silence at my counsel. When I spake, after my words, they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them like bomb. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide, as for the later rain. Why? Because I delivered the poor that had none to help them. Beloved, what you do with those who are lower than you determines what the one higher than you will do with you. Did you hear what I just said? What you do with those who are lower than you determines what the one who is higher than you will do with you. Take people from down up, and he will take you from where you are upper. Hallelujah. When they were showing us the, I think we should be able to show the 2024 in perspective, because I realize that many people didn't come to church at the crossover. They were trying to walk in slowly and gradually until they realized there was no place to sit and even no place to park, and they drove back home and watched online. Maybe we should do that. 20-something thousand people were fed every Sunday for 9 months. Not the whole church. I mean people who have the need for it. 2,000 will be fed today after service. I mean, giving raw food. Apart from what is done in villages and rural places and locations and so on. And then somebody is saying that we should remain stranded or be struggling to look for supply. It's impossible. Our welfare department said that they want to do massive feeding of all manner, massive release of resources today for those who have been tagged and have the need, rice, beans, everything, that they want to empty the store to make room for inflow. That was very bad. They want to empty the store. They want to empty the store. Let last year's supply not come into this year. Empty all of it so that the fresh can come for supply for people. That is how we live. And we should be stranded? No. Mba no no. No now. Hallelujah. 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 We went for a crusade somewhere. 3 aircrafts were waiting for us on our return back. 3 different people positioned plane. You understand what I'm saying? What can't it be? See, I prophesy upon you today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They had to minister. They had to raise those who are low. Receive the impartation now in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Walking in the covenant of supernatural supplies. Walking and living as a blessing. That was number 5. Number 6 is walking in service. And I want to qualify this service. Walking in soul winning service. It's a way of the blessing. Walking in soul winning service. Generally, service, Exodus 23:25. He said, and ye shall bless, ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and he shall bless your water and take sickness away from the midst of you. Now, look at Luke chapter 22, verse 35. Luke 22:35. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse, without scrip, and without shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Do you want to see the supplies of God and the blessing of God in tangible form? Serve him, work for him. Labor for him. Serve him, work for him. You see, there are things we cannot talk about. Serve him, work for him, labor for him. The man Billy Graham was one of the most blessed persons who ever lived. Evangelist that led almost to how many million people to Christ in his lifetime. When he arrived in London in those days, in England, where they received the Queen at the airport was where they received him. He's from America. Never took an offering on crusade grounds. Enough resources to do anything, anywhere, anytime. As far back as Catherine Kuhlman's days, Catherine Kuhlman passed, I believe around the 70s, middle 70s, like 77, 79. As far back as her days, I heard this from one of those who had worked with her, that influential Christian millionaires or billionaires will be queuing for whose plane she will use for the next crusade. As far back as that time. You don't beg for the thing. When you work for God, he pays your bills. He pays. He pays not just bills, he pays. He even goes beyond your needs into your wants. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I need toothpaste. It's a need. I want a bigger house. Not that I don't have a house, but I want one that is, but that's a want. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I like everyone to sign this year brutally. Subscribe to rugged, brutal evangelism. And see what God will do with your life. One of our men sent me the clip of his evangelistic outreach in his village. He himself went, did welfare, then preached to the people. Gave altar call, crowd gathered. He's not a pastor, he's not a preacher, he's a businessman in his billions. Hallelujah. He said, I thank God I got about 300 or 500 souls. It's a new day for somebody. Just allow God to take care of you. Allow him to take care of your concerns by being lost in his assignment this year. Give yourself a target. Before this year is over, I should have up to 2,000 people that I led to Christ. I established in church. Give yourself that target. Before this year is over, not less than 1,000. Every month, not less than 100 people. Give yourself a target. And see how things change. From asking God for things into the realm of things looking for you. I don't think I've made anything like a prayer request. I need a car, I need a house since university days. Because I was lost for God since then. I'm not used to having personal prayers. My prayer request is people's needs, people's concerns. Hallelujah. This year is your year. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. The final level is walking under prophetic and priestly covering. Walking under prophetic and priestly covering. Numbers chapter 6 verse 23 all the way to verse 26. It said, speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise he shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep thee, the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. So the priest is a custodian of the blessing of the people. Your priest. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and the Lord give you peace. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen.
The widow of Zarephath was about to die
with his son, with her son. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 13, she had only the last meal to eat and die. Elijah said, "Don't be afraid. Go and do as you have said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For the barrel, for thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord, which is spake by Elijah. There is so much blessing in prophetic covering, priestly covering. God made some of us to identify this very, very early. So you got latched onto prophetic cover, priestly covering, dutifully and at times stupidly in the eyes of people. It looks stupid. Are you not a person of your own? Don't we all have access to God? Don't we all have access to the Holy Spirit? All these Father in the Lord, all these reasons. Some make a mockery of it. And you see their life stranded and just tied down. Confused and stranded and tied down, tied to a stake. When I came under our Father in the Lord's prophetic covering, 30-something years ago, over 31 years ago, I met many people around who were meant to be sons in the Lord. Big pastors. After a short while, many of them disappeared. They disappeared from coverage. Not that they went under another covering. They disappeared completely. Those people are still alive today. If I mention the names, you won't know who they are. You won't know them. You don't know. They are still existing, but no name. Result, nothing. Big people. You can't count 100 people in some of those locations now. Some of the buildings are just existing. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. Your profit is for your profit, not for your loss. No genuine prophet is looking for anything from you. He's looking for what to do, what to impact in your life, how to elevate your life and your destiny. When you see anyone looking for what you have, it's a charlatan. And everything is revolving around, sow me seed, give me this, give me that. That is a charlatan. Of your own volition and of your own accord, according as God leads you, you can do things by divine direction and guidance and by prophetic sense. Hallelujah. Very, very important. Many are following, but they don't follow well. Many are half-hearted. Many are saying amen, but cursing the people in their hearts. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just say something, just wink their nose. One day I asked somebody who came to ask for prayer. I gave him passages to read. You need me to pray for you. Read this place, read that place, read this place, read that place. After you have read, you come back, I'll pray for you. He is the one who confessed with his mouth. He's on his way, he threw away the paper. Is it only Ephesians? Why don't you ask me to read the whole Bible? He said, I came for prayer. You're telling me to go and read something. Can't I read by myself? Is it only Ephesians and Colossians? Why don't you ask me to read the whole Bible? He was angry. Our people say they are trying to save the chicken head. He's saying they are denying him corn. When he
is a chicken. Come from the roadside. Come from the roadside.
He said, but there is corn on the road. He said, oh, eat that corn. That one will kill you.
He said, they are denying him corn. Not knowing it is his head they are serving.
He was a man who confessed later. But he went and did what I said to him to do. He was prayed for and he was delivered. Any prophet whose instruction you are doubtful of, maybe it's not your prophet. You should look for your prophet. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm not saying you should follow any instruction that will take you to hell. Never. It doesn't matter how anointed or prophetic or anything anybody is. If they tell you anything that is contrary to scripture, reject it. React against it. Anything that is contrary to scripture, contrary to the spirit of God that you carry, reject it. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. For as long as the man follows the word and is talking according to the light of scripture, you are obligated to follow. And as you follow the light, you cannot follow the light and end in darkness. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody shout the loudest amen. Without any doubt, any unction that this prophetic mantle has to offer, any grace that this covering has to offer, any result that this mantle has ever produced in the life of anybody that you desire in your life, the same result is your portion. That result is your portion. That result is your portion. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody blessed, say amen. Amen. You are really, really blessed, say louder amen. Amen. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Let's appreciate the Lord of Lords. Let's appreciate the great I am that I am. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elohim. Thank you, Elohino. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Be glorified. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. We're going to take the points from the back, from 7, and then we'll come all the way down. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today to ask
for your grace
to walk under the prophetic and priestly covering. And receive the blessings that belong to me under this covering. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I ask for fire and passion for soul winning like never before. Fire and passion for soul winning like never before. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I ask for the grace to walk and live as a blessing to my generation. To walk and to live as a blessing to my generation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, help me to walk in the covenant of supernatural supplies. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, with the spirit of liberality and generosity towards the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me to walk in the light of your word. Open my eyes to see wondrous things out of your book. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, help me to walk in uprightness of life. Deliver me from crookedness of life. Deliver me from crookedness in life. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father, to walk with you. To hear you, to walk in your light, to walk in your instructions, to walk in your commands. I receive that grace, Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Now open your mouth and pray for the next 2 minutes. Establishing all of this. Let us set a fetal cocosoko da 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 da. Let us set a fetal sanagaya tirani gagalaya da da hazala. Let us set a fetal set a feni galagala gagala. Zorota set a fetal cosakeni galagala gagala hazala. Lerota set a fetal sanagalira da diamanoto salagala rizali. Let us set a fetal satella da mina magala de gagaro da salatala da. Yarata set a fetal sani galata da sani gagalata sadiso. Jorotasa tefetiza galayatare da galaraga da hazala. Shotoratasa talala. Pray, pray, pray. Litasa pero da galada, sara da galala. Let us set a feto soto feto toko kosokola. Let us set a fina da yado yala hakizi. Yara hakizi. Yete fina galadis. 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 Kete rebiela gogorosa. Sara ta yelo na dorado side. Charito Sonigaladi, Electronical Sanagaladis, Rota Satafeto Sanigalagala Tradula Galahadisali, Yarota Satafeto Satu Kaladi Gagaratisali, Garita Sotefido Sorotona Gagalatasidat, Taratasidari, Setofino Gloroto Sanadast, Yaparatasina Gagalata Solodoraya, Yarata Satafeto Coco Chocolala, Lerata Satafeto Coco Chocolala, Leco Parata Satafeta Cacalala, Jarota Satafeta Casalala. Let us say Boraho Tessini Galara de Hazada. Jarota Setafeta Senagalara de Galara de Rosalidas. Sharota Setafeta Zagalara Taka Sakola Gara Haris. Rato Setafeta Sonagalada de Gabagalada. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord heard and answered us. In Jesus' name. Now, I'd like you to use 1 minute to pray passionately to God. Lord, give me a deposit of the blessing. This is the first Sunday of the year that will confirm the dominion mandate for this year, that will step me into that dominion. Father, let your blessing land. When it lands, you know. Let your blessing drop. Somebody said that 23 years ago, in the year of 2002, he came in contact with a message that I preached. And the message so revolutionized his life that he decided to call the number at the back of the message. And I asked him to come to town. And he came to town, and one encounter shifted his life that he's tracing till today. Till today. I believe that that one encounter will happen to somebody today. That in the next 20 years, if Jesus tarries, you will still trace it. Lift your voice and say, Father, give me a deposit of the blessing today that will be speaking in years to come, for years to come. Give me a deposit of the blessing that will still be speaking for years to come. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray and speak to God. Let us start at the Lord. Let us get a little bit of a
In Jesus' precious name. So shall it be. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Anywhere you are this morning, in need of surrender to Jesus. You say, I don't want this year to be like other years. I don't want to enter the year in crookedness, in lack of character or lack of uprightness. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be whole. I want to love Jesus. I want to live for Him. I want to do His will. Anywhere you are this morning, here at the Glory Dome or around the world, in any other locations, you want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus. Louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand anywhere you are? You pray that prayer. Quickly come forward from the galleries, from the ground level and everywhere you are. While they come also, we'll take our communion positions. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll give you the count of 10. 1. Quickly rush to the front here, right here. 2.
Lord, have your way.
3.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
4.
I live for you alone.
5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10.
Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Lord, I give you.
11.
I give you everything. I live for you.
12. 13. 14. 15.
Have your way.
16.
That you have shown mercy. You have shown me mercy.
17.
You have shown
18,
mercy.
19, 20.
Yes, I'm the one.
Everyone who is trusting the Lord to have an addiction broken. I'm happy with this call. Addiction broken. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, masturbation, lesbianism, gay life, fraud, gambling, lying, cheating, duping. You may not be necessarily bad, but you are tied down by something you don't like. Stand up on your feet quickly and run to the front here. I'll give you another count of 10. 1. And you want to rededicate your life to Christ too? Join us. 1.
I'm the one. Sing. I'm the one. You have shown
2.
Mercy. You have shown mercy.
3.
You have shown mercy. Yes, I'm the one. The one.
4.
You have.
You have shown mercy.
Lord, you have shown mercy.
5.
You have.
You have shown mercy.
Jesus, I'm the one.
6. Seven, 8, 9, and 10. Give the Lord the praise. Quickly, give the Lord a big clap as they come forward. place your hand on your chest. I think counselors might need to sit down a bit because I might want them to be a part of the communion. Except if you have somewhere to take them to be a part of this beginning of the year communion. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for the release of your blessing upon my life today and rescue me from the life of sin in the name of Jesus. Help me to live for you. Help me to do your will. Help me to fulfill your purpose. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward, never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I now pray for you. I declare that hold of sin broken and grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.